And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up tonight at 7 p.m. in Riverview Theater in downtown Shreveport, the Theater of the Performing Arts presents their summer morning mixed grand finale production with the theme of Tales of Yazzyhood. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning are Gloria Gibson, Executive Director of the Theater for the Performing Arts, along with Michael Ward and Stephanie Jordan, who will be guest performers tonight, and Kendra Cherie Gray, who is one of the Yazzyhood tale writers, and they're going to tell us all about Tales of Yazzyhood. So let's get started with you, Gloria. This year, how did you pick this theme? How do you come up with Tales of Yazzyhood?
Well, I'm going to have to say I did not pick this theme.
Kendra, tell us about this. Tales of Yazzyhood. How did you pull this out?
It was actually me and another gentleman. We both wrote it. His name's Jacarius Drew. He's not here. It's all really a collaborative effort. But we wanted to do a twist on fairy tales.
Okay.
And so we put our own spin on fairy tales. So instead of Little Red Riding Hood, we have Rita Red.
All
instead
right.
of Hansel and Greta, we have Leroy and Greta. Instead of Rapunzel, we have Miss Inch S. We have Queen Kai and Pretty Boy Prince Charming, and all these characters, they represent different styles of jazz.
Okay.
So Leroy and Greta, their brother and sisters, they're representing big band jazz.
Ah.
Uh-huh. So the audience will get big band jazz. We have Mississippi Mermaids, and the Mississippi Mermaids, they come in and they represent New Orleans jazz,
okay.
The birthplace of jazz.
Yeah.
And so the two guest artists, I don't want to spoil it, but they have to interact with Rita Red because these two are from New Orleans. So we wrote that. We wanted to incorporate that in there. We also have Caribbean jazz, a Caribbean style of jazz. And that's she's a black Rapunzel, basically, Miss Inches.
Okay.
So she has these long dreads and stuff like that. So she kind of introduces the audience to that sound. Rita Red, she starts off in Brocello, Mississippi, and she's a new resident of Brocello, Mississippi, and she gets bullied by a group of kids, and they take her bear, and she finds a portal. She falls into it, and that's where she finds Yazzyhood. That's how she gets to Yazzyhood. So that's where she takes the audience. She doesn't know jazz herself. She gets bullied because she doesn't know jazz. And so these creatures from Yazzyhood, they teach her about these different genres of jazz. So the audience will go along with her and learn jazz.
Cool. So you've got everything. You've got through the rabbit hole.
Yes.
You've got everything in there. So.
She actually had to bring this script to us, Mr. Beckett. The board of directors had to look at it as well as the staff. So we approved it.
So now we're going to go to Michael and Stephanie. Tell us about your characters in the Tales of Yazzyhood.
Well, I guess I'm really playing myself as a singer who gets an opportunity to give the beautiful character, this little Rita Red, a message through the music. And so I've chosen to do some wonderful tunes, one written by the great Abby Lincoln. I will be singing Throw It Away. And I also will sing a tune, and as you were talking about how broad jazz really is, I will sing a song written by the great George Benson called Down Here on the Ground.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a lot of fun singing that, and then at some point in the show, I will sing along with the kids, but I won't say what that is. So if you want to know what it is, come on out and take the journey through Yazzyhood and be with us at the theater.
A little teaser alert there. And Michael, how do you fit into all of this?
Well, like Stephanie, I'm going to present a more contemporary stance on jazz music, more of the later music in smooth jazz, pretty much.
Right.
And I've even chosen a George Benson song on Broadway. And then I'm doing I'm flipping it a little bit, and I'm going to do a little Toto, Gorgie Porgie.
It's
a great song. and then I'm, as well, I'm going to be able to have an opportunity to join Stephanie on a song. And most importantly, I get to play with the kids. So we're going to have a good time.
And you're going to be you're going to have your fiddle out there then?
My fiddle is going to be high. Ready to go.
Now, this is a tale, folks. Michael came upon his fiddle by a process of eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Now, you had originally gone to school and got into a program for strings, but you wanted to study another instrument. And they kind of said, well, we're not teaching that instrument. So they gave you the strings, and you decided on the violin by literally that technique.
Yeah, I wanted to play piano.
Yeah.
And he said, we don't teach piano. And my mom, I was so mad at her. She told me to take strings.
Right.
She took band. And he said, pick between the violin, viola, cello, and bass. And I went eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and ended up with the violin, and that's where I've been all ever since.
It seems to have worked out pretty well for you, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Where did you study at?
I studied in San Antonio, and I played in the San Antonio Youth Symphony and Youth Philharmonic Orchestras, and then I came to Louisiana to go to study with Alvin Batiste at Southern University.
And that was the name I wanted to get in there. I mean, there's so many, you know, great artists in jazz that stick out as not only great composers, great performers, but also great teachers. They've mentored so many people over the years, you know, just handing it down, giving it away. So, and Stephanie, who haven't you played with?
Well, that could be a long list, but what I will say is that Alvin Batiste is my uncle through marriage. Uncle Bat, as I affectionately remember him, was frat brothers with my dad, Edward Kidd Jordan, who is also a saxophonist. They were frat brothers and friends in the band at Southern University back in the 50s. And so I'm very, very proud of my lineage and history. I'm the sister of two jazz musicians, Marlon and Kent Jordan, and also a sister, Rachel Jordan, who's a violinist. Mm-hmm. So Michael and I have known each other through music even when we didn't know each other, which is a beautiful thing.
It seems like there's 6 degrees of separation everywhere you go.
It's always that way, you know. And, you know, as a vocalist, I appreciate musicians like Mike and so many musicians who've been out there with all the experience that they have, because I've grown up around music and then I've grown up on the stage as well.
Right.
I know Mike would agree with me. When you have an opportunity to give back to a program like the Yazzie program and to be involved with these energetic, beautiful children who we don't know who the next big act is going to be in this country. You know, I know we look at these entertainers on television, the Beyoncés, the Jay-Z's, the big R&B hip-hop acts. They started out as kids, you know, trying to figure out who they were. You know, the Bruno Mars and all these kids, you see them, Alicia Keys. Mm-hmm. You know, you're so proud to see these young people out there doing what they do. But we know that we have that level of talent right here in Shreveport and in Louisiana and all across America. So I am just so proud to be associated with Gloria Gibson and this program because, you know, whenever the budget masters start talking about cutting the arts and are cutting public radio, you know, I'm furious. Yeah. You know, it's like you can mess with a lot of stuff. But I know in all these billions of dollars that we pay as taxpayers, you should have some money for kids, music programs, and public radio. We need it.
With that, you know?
We always have this tendency to ask what's wrong with our kids when we really should be asking
what's right with
our kids.
Exactly.
And then this is what's so right about our children to see that number. How many kids are total on stage?
Close to 100 kids.
Close to
100. Right.
You have this wonderful group of children, you know, who have nothing but love and talent, dedication to offer. And so this is what's right with our kids.
I got to interview Trey Huff Boone last week.
Yeah.
And that was a joy. They came in, they performed Misty in here, and they did On Green Dolphin Street.
Oh, okay.
We had some fun. We sat down. They, you know, a couple of takes. They're having some fun. We're laughing. We're enjoying ourselves. And I'm thinking, this young man is going to go far. He's already playing down in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. He's connecting up. He's got chops, you know. And now it's, you know, he's young. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of honing it, you know. It's like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. By the time we get it all polished, we got gray hair.
Yeah. Well, my dad is 82 years old, and he practices his horn every day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always something to find every day of your life, a chance to grow as an artist. And I think at the time, if you stop growing on your instrument, then you might as well be dead. I mean, really, what's the point?
A day without learning is boring.
Yeah.
So, Gloria, let's get with you. Now, you've got 95 to 100 kids in your program.
Well, counting backwards, I was close to 100. And, we actually combined the Theater Performing Arts and the Christian Dance Academy together.
Okay.
So this is two corporations.
So now is there going to be dance in this production too?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yeah. I can't really have to tell you about
it. So this is a full theater production then?
Full theater production.
Yeah, musical theater. Yes. Yeah.
Musical theater.
Mm-hmm. Dancing, visual art.
Visual art.
Set pieces, moving tree, like human trees. You know, vocal, mm-hmm. instrument, mm-hmm. and acting.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go through some of the different jazz dance styles and the different eras, most all the way back to the Lindy and all of that kind of fun stuff?
Charleston.
Oh, yeah.
Trot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zoot Suit with Dorothy Dandruff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
1940s. Mm-hmm. Even the costuming for that time period.
Right.
Because we're teaching the audience. It's a visual, like history, American history. Jazz is America's contribution.
Well, it's America's classical music.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's exactly. Our contribution. Yeah. So it's history when they're looking at it on stage. You know, they're getting the sound and they're getting the visual.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be able to, you know, make those connections on stage when they look at it. Oh, that belongs to that era. Yeah, so.
Mr. Beckett.
Yes.
I just want to say something about Michael Ward and Stephanie. I'm just so happy to have them as friends and we just love them. Anytime I call Michael, I've been knowing him a very, very long time. He's always there, you know, wanting to help, particularly with the children. And Stephanie is the same way. So we're just really blessed to have friends like this. And they just happen to be, you know, happen to live in Louisiana.
Which is good.
We tried to use
the only place to live.
That's why I never went back to Texas.
we try to use Louisiana artists as much as we can.
Sure, so. And it also gives a chance to pay it forward. I think most gratifying thing in the world, you know, I grew up with teachers, but then I got to teach, and now I get to work with young people, and I get to pay it forward. And hopefully they'll find their way like I did.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I found my way.
That's the greatest.
That is success. I mean, it's like your definition of success.
Exactly.
Looking at Trey.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when Trey was
just a little,
kid.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I hear him play now, you know, and then we had, what's the little violin player who played in the program for several years, and he's out playing. I saw him on.
Oh, Jeremy Brown.
Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He played with you, Michael.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've seen these kids grow and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, right now, the band is comprised of all middle school kids.
Right.
I don't think we have a single high school kid in the band.
No,
no. And let me tell you, these kids are playing. And not only are they playing, they're reading a lot of music.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they're not playing by ear.
Mm-hmm.
They're reading charts and actual written music.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, no charts, but the actual note score.
And then we're instilling into them that, you know, not only do you have to read music, but you have to learn. That's what I love about Yazzie.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just a summer camp.
Right.
And tonight's show is not just a program. It's a production.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's well put together. And these kids are going to learn this, and they're going to use this down the road. You know, some of them might be playing in the symphony or playing in the pit.
Right.
They might be out in L.A. working in a session orchestra for the movies, you know.
Right.
I mean,
and what's great with these kids is they're going to be versatile musicians.
Right.
They're not going to be stuck in one genre of music like gospel. And
right.
That's all they can play is gospel or R&B, and that's all they're going to play. They're going to be able to play everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got some great teachers,
right.
You know, Mr. Walker and all
Mr.
those
Walker,
guys.
Mr. Walker.
They're phenomenal, mm-hmm. and they're very patient.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I come up here to do Yazzie,
mm-hmm.
you know, by the time I get here, these kids are ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just here to smooth out the edges a little bit because they're ready to go. And it's just a self-gratification for me just to see that. And when I go home every year, I take a week off just to get my mind right.
Yeah. So
I want to say that after today's rehearsal, I met a beautiful young female saxophonist,
mm-hmm.
Sarah Gardner.
Right.
You know, so I'm always excited when I can see the girls mm-hmm. coming up in the band as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing. You know, we're usually the vocalists, but we've got some male singers
mm-hmm.
and then we've got some female instrumentalists. So mm-hmm. that's a great thing. I love that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm excited about hearing Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Cool, cool. So now, Gloria, we want to get to the details of your program because this is all about the kids. So tell us about the Theater of the Performing Arts and what you do.
Well, this is our 25th summer program for the Theater of the Performing Arts, Friday, July the 28th, it's 2017 at 7 p.m.
So quarter century
Riverview.
Old.
Yeah. River. We started the Yazzie program 2003. Alvin Baptiste was actually one of our first artists to participate with the Yazzie program.
You're getting big names already.
Well, I had mentioned to him about the mission that I was looking at, and he said, I love that, Gloria. So he just started giving me some ideas of what to do and how to put it together. So here we are. We miss him.
Yeah.
We miss him.
How do young people get involved?
Just contact the Theater of the Performing Arts at 525-0740, area code 318.
Now, do you take people in all year long, or is there a...
They have to audition.
Okay.
They have to audition. The next audition would be in December.
Now, that's for music,
dance, theater, visual, all of it.
Now, outside of this big program in the summer, you hold other things around the year, too. So could you give us kind of a rundown?
In November, we have a children's production. We bring in a puppet show from Jackson, Mississippi. And this puppet show is just wonderful. We bring school-age children in from kindergarten all the way to fifth grade, and it's held at the Riverview Theater. And then after that, in December, we'll have auditions for Yazzie. And from there, we have a program where children come in for the first time, and we teach them how to audition and all of that. So that takes place in January.
And is there an age range, high school to grade school?
From 7 to 21.
Okay. So, well, do you have sponsors this year that you
want
to give some shout-outs?
We have great sponsors. We have so many sponsors. The state of Louisiana is one of our sponsors. The Community Foundation, Parish of Caddo, City of Shreveport. We have other private sponsors as well. Community Development, which is under Bunny Moore's office there for the City of Shreveport. We have also the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation is one of our sponsors.
Well, and how do folks get tickets for this year's show?
Contact our office at, our office is
525-0740 or 318-621-8914. Or they may be purchased at 4005 Lakeshore Drive, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or tickets can be purchased tonight at the Riverview Theater, 600 Clyde Fant Parkway, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71101.
And the concert is tonight at 7 o'clock at Riverview Theater. And your website is still the same, right?
TPAARTS
318 at AOL.com. All right. Any final thoughts that you guys want to share with the audience?
We're just happy. Thank you so much for inviting us. Yeah. And just happy to have Michael and Stephanie here. And they may want to close it out with something.
Well, I mean, it's always a pleasure for me to be in Shreveport. One, I love the city.
Yeah.
So I always enjoy myself. And then once again, it's thanks to Gloria Gibson and the Yazzie program. It gives me a chance to give back some of the talent that I have. And so I'm honored and always pleasured to be here and be in the city.
Just keep the performing arts live performances alive.
Right.
Keep it going.
Right.
You know, and Yazzie is a great way to encourage our youth to stay focused, stay in school, you know, complete a program, finish it, and find your passion and live it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just live your dream. You know, I graduated from Howard University in journalism and worked in radio and television. And one day my brother invited me to sing with his band and they couldn't get me off the stage after that. So even when you think you found your passion, there's a greater passion inside of you sometimes. And I wouldn't change my life for anything. You know, living my dream as a jazz vocalist has just been wonderful. And I'm just hoping that my interaction with these kids tonight will be part of helping them to live their dream.
All right. Well, Gloria, Stephanie, Kendra, and Michael, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having
you, Mr. Beckett. Thank you for having us.
That was Gloria Gibson, executive director of the Theater of the Performing Arts, along with Michael Ward and Stephanie Jordan, who will be guest performers on tonight's performance, and Kendra Cherie Gray, who helped write The Tales of Yazzie Hood. They joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning to talk about the Theater of the Performing Arts presenting their Summer Morning Mix grand finale production on the theme of Tales of Yazzie Hood. This will take place tonight at 7 p.m. in Riverview Theater in downtown Shreveport. For more information, contact the Theater of the Performing Arts at 318-525-0740. That's 318-525-0740. Or you can write an email to tpaarts318@aol.com. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
I think about the life I live, a figure made of clay, and think about the things I lost, the things I gave away. And when I'm in a certain mood, I search the halls and look. One night I found these magic words in a magic book.